More that I work on the Svarnashram, and that's what I'm working on, and in theory this is one of, or the first of a series of books, which will be in English also, but it's specifically meant for the Hungarian Yatra. I'm really, really curious as to how such a thing would be accepted in modern 21st century society. I mean, outside society, meaning non-devotee society, that's like a chintya shakti, inconceivable thing. But it's almost equally inconceivable how in the present conditions even our devotee society are willing to accept the divisions of social divisions, although we have, Prabhupada calls the spiritual divisions, namely the ashramas, and it seems in one sense sort of natural, since it's going on, although of course the real duties of those ashrams are again something that I would say we're quite far from. And similarly, in terms of the real duties of workers and the concept of yatra lakshanam pruktam, of people doing what they actually have a aptitude for rather than what they're inspired to do. By that I mean mentally inspired to do, or emotionally inspired to do, or think that they should do, shoot for the stars. It's not what modern world is about. It's not what the devotee society is about. How Narada Muni, Krishna doesn't in the 11th canto make the same, delineate the same thing, but the distinction that in terms of work that's made between men and women, I don't right now see many women, I can't say everyone, but all the women in Krishna consciousness movement just voluntarily embracing something like that. It's Varnashram is the type of thing that requires some real empowered acharya to somehow or another inspire. And Srila Prabhupada is present, he would inspire devotees to do that one way or another. Of course, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't go on and do our own, make our own contribution and do our own bit, but it's such a directional, behavioral shift in terms of the way members of ISKCON conduct themselves, devotee society conducts themselves, that it's certainly going to require Krishna's blessings and some kind of extraordinary, I don't know what, whether it's circumstances, empowerment for devotees to be willing to do that. And I think that was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when I said that that was one of the reasons that Krishna sent Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur, was to reestablish Varnashram. Prabhupada said one of the two reasons, and the other, Srila Prabhupada also said that it was 50% of his mission, but it's makes translating and distributing books seem pretty easy. And I'm really curious, no doubt it will happen. Well, I'm curious to see how it will unfold. Not simply just defining what something is. It's in one sense relatively easy, but implementing systems, and then you see how social change is brought about, whether it's, you know, democracy that in England is where it began. It took a revolution of sorts. It was sort of imposed upon the monarchy. In France, it was a violent revolution. It usually happens with some type of awakening, some type of need. And, well, talk about all the many instances where it would be good when Prabhupada was here. It would really be good if Srila Prabhupada was here to do this. Because, as I say, the more I get into it, the more I see how different do we live. I agree 100% with what I'm reading and writing and understanding, and it really shows how diametrically opposed to these principles are things in Kali Yuga. How you make that type of turn or change, Hare Krishna. That's going to be very interesting to see. Very interesting. Got any comments?
I'm just thinking, Guru Maharaj, that when we join Krishna consciousness, we change so many things in our lifestyle. And this will probably be some more changes in how we deal and how we act and what we do and how we think also. But when we join, we have an example. We have other devotees who dress in a certain way, eat in a certain way, and it's always more difficult. There are the challenges in the Grihastha ashram, that as long as they're not senior Grihasthas to show the example, it's more difficult to follow. So I think that's a difficulty when you bring in something new. If it's not done by others, then it has to be based on understanding.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the things. Another one is that whatever it is that we learn at that time, the tendency is that then becomes the norm, and things tend to go down rather than up. It's not exactly that the way devotees are now is the way they were 50 years ago. It's not necessarily the standard. In some ways, things have improved in terms of knowledge and understanding of Prabhupada's books and certain things. In some ways, other cultural behavioral habits have also declined. But yeah, whatever people conceive of being something that they're attached to, moving from there to somewhere else requires another revolution within a revolution. Living lifelong revolution And lifelong change is difficult. Anyway, it's by comparison to doing other things, writing other books, there it's right about Krishna, and it's, yeah, I mean, spiritual world's there, we're here, we chant Hare Krishna, we go there, and Krishna's pastimes, and these things are things that devotees all buy into, but this is like a whole different world. And it really is Tadvaga Vishargo Jananata Paviplaya. This is really revolutionary. Really revolutionary. And I'm curious to see whether maybe younger generations will be able to digest it easier than older ones. And because establishing a mission and getting the mission going really did require, and in one sense still does require, so many other to do so many things that don't necessarily fit into varnashram or stick out of culture. In the long term, and especially our generation, for us that's like sacrosanct, whatever it is we did then, that's what should keep on happening for the next 10,000 years. And because Prabhupada isn't here to necessarily make any type of change, then any behavioral change is going to be met by Prabhupada's disciples and maybe even senior members of the next generation with resistance, because it's not what Prabhupada did. It may be what's in Prabhupada's books, but it's not maybe, it is there, but bridging the gap, that then becomes a real question. How do you bridge the gap between the way we are now, which is not wrong, it's the way, it's not really the way Prabhupada established things, and how we get somewhere else to what we read about in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Prabhupada talks about in no uncertain terms. That's a mystery.